something else that's coming up that most Kenyans are going to enjoy. If you love cars, fast ones, yes, for that matter, cars that go very fast.
Very fast.
The ones that go...
Leave dust in the air.
Yeah. If you're a kid and you played with that, what's it called? Teen cars, and you're just going around the estate.
Why are you talking like it was a long time ago?
Okay.
Like, you know you are playing with them this weekend.
Actually, it's true.
We're all still kids at heart, and that's what this particular event makes us feel.
Yeah.
It gives us memories of nostalgia, of going on trips with our famo,
yeah,
you know, and seeing these cool rally drivers doing some cool tricks.
Yeah.
And you can probably already guess what we're speaking about by now. If not, where you been?
Yeah.
This is The Jam on 98.4 Capital FM, 11 minutes past 4. Jun Gashui, Martin Karaoke, and we have two amazing people in studio.
Yeah.
So they're going to introduce themselves from my far right. Whomst are you?
Yeah. Someone who the rally has always had great memories.
Yes.
You know, as a child, my father taking us, stopping on the road, watching the cars go by.
Nice.
But just to answer your question, I'm Rosalind from KCB, yes, and really excited to be talking about the upcoming WRC, where we are the official financial partner.
Okay. We'll come back with a question for that. And who are you, young man?
I'm Nikhil Sachania.
Yeah.
I'm a paraplegic rally driver
that's
sponsored by KCB.
Oh, awesome. All right. So now, what is a financial partner? you give them chums?
So to put it lightly, KCB and motorsports are synonymous.
Yes.
We have been participating in building this sport for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Actually, this year we celebrate our 20th anniversary.
Look at that.
Yeah, so it started off with KNRC, which is the local circuit.
Yeah.
And a few years, you know, down the line, we got into autocross, which is now for, I would say, maybe the beginners with a passion.
Grassroots,
Grassroots. And the last 3 years got into WRC. And we're back again.
Awesome.
And we will be sponsoring to the tune of 100 million. And
I need a financial partner for my life at this point. Yes.
And just really excited about continuing on the legacy that has been there for many, many years. And even just having Nikhil here with us as one of three drivers that we are sponsoring. Last year we were on this show, or maybe a different show, but on Capital FM with Evans Kavisi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But today we are here with Nikhil Sachania. So really excited.
Nikhil, how does it feel to be sponsored? To have a sponsor?
It's, last year, KCB, we were grateful to have KCB on board as well.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, to have a partner to support us for any rally, especially the WRC being such a prestigious event, is pretty amazing. You know, financially, it is quite challenging, especially in these times. But, you know, rallying is not a cheap sport.
What does it mean, having KCB's partnership with you? What does it mean to you as a driver? In terms of if you didn't have them, what would you have had to fork out?
Well, you're looking at a lot, because accommodation alone in Naivasha, spare parts, you know, tires, because we have to buy tires specifically for this event alone. So you're looking at, you know, a couple of millions of shillings just to get the car in perfect order to make sure that we're at the event and we're able to perform, you know, aggressively and give out the results that we want. Normally, when you don't have a sponsor, you know, you're always taking a setback that, you know, if I take this corner a bit slower, I'll save this much.
Save this time.
But now with the sponsor on board, you know that they want you to push, and now you have the, you know, you have the right
ability to push.
You know, you've got the weapons to push now.
Rosalind, let me ask you. So I'm just smiling here because you guys, it's your 20th year.
Yes.
Kenya is about to celebrate 60 years. So we're celebrating things in decades now. And I think that's amazing. From the 20-year journey, what would you say from the partnership that KCB has consistently given, do you foresee to be the one different thing for this year as you mark 20 years?
Actually, interestingly, as the country celebrates 60 years, mm-hmm. we're celebrating 70 years of Safari Rally in Kenya.
Wow.
And then WRC celebrating 50 years. So it's truly a year of many, many milestones.
Yeah. Yes.
So for us, sports has always been at the center of the KCB brand mm-hmm. And sports development. And today we are not just in water sports. We are in rugby, football, chess, and volleyball.
Chess. Mm.
Yes, and our team is leading in the country. As you know, the ladies in Tunisia,
yes,
they are the KCB volleyball team.
Yes,
rugby doing quite well. Yeah. So is football. Mm. So motorsport is just yet another sport uh-huh. where we proudly participate in building our youth development, uh-huh. empowering them. So it's. Honestly, something that is completely synonymous mm. with our brand,
yeah.
and in particular, the youth.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, Tunikil, just a quick question. What challenges are you facing right now? Because the rally is coming up. What challenges do you face every day preparing for this?
Yeah, so right now, you know, we've got 24 days, if I'm not mistaken, yeah. to the event. So the car is a shell at the moment uh-huh. because we have to strip down everything on the car. We have to check all the suspensions, the cross members, the wheel bearings. So it's quite a lot of tedious work that goes on behind the scenes. I've got a good team that's supporting me.
The team, how big is it?
So we've got a team of about 6 people.
Oh.
Yeah, mm. including my navigator Deep. Yeah. So we all chip in when we have free time. We're all working.
Oh, that was going to be my next question. Yeah. You know, we all learned how to drive at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you decided, I want to drive really fast. Like, how did that come up, your journey with rally driving? Because you're working in a different field.
Yes.
What is the field you're currently in?
In construction.
Okay, of course, they make perfect sense. Yeah. So if the car is a shell, you can construct you can construct it in the car you want.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
What was the appeal for you with rally driving? Where did that love come from?
So ever since I've been young, I've always loved cars, as every young boy loves cars. But my father was also a rally driver.
Uh-huh.
So he, back in the day, he used to give me stories of him servicing, you know, the old generation drivers, and then he took on rallying himself, and he used to rally when KCB was a sponsor. So I've always
come full circle.
You know, KCB has been supporting rallies, and ever since I've been young, we've grown up with KCB Naivasha Rally, KCB Nairobi Rally.
Yeah.
And then just good fortune, I stuck with that interest with motorsports, not just rallying.
Yeah.
And then eventually, it came back to rallying,
Oh, well done, KCB. Superior stuff.
Hey, now we need a birthday mount cake. Yeah. I think I'm ready for cake.
Yeah.
70, 60, 50, 20.
Yes.
All Those are the anniversaries we're celebrating.
So coming up is the business news. And of course, if you have any questions for Rosalind and
Nikhil,
please let us know at the Jam94. The hashtag is DriveOut. You can also WhatsApp us on 0701-984-984. And we'll find out some more about driving fast.
Yeah.
Can June be a rally driver?
In fact, I can. Let me just be clear here. I'm about to send my proposal. Uh-huh. But let us know what some of your memories are growing up about the WRC Championship Safari Rally.
Yeah.
And of course, proudly sponsored by KCB Bank as the official banking partner for this wonderful event.
I also want to know, when you're rallying, do you have like a playlist or just...
Shut up and drive. Exactly. Drive. Drive.
Capital FM. We are in studio with Nikhil Sachkanya. Nikhil Sachkanya and Rosalind Gishuru. Then tongue is heavy. I don't know why.
It's Monday.
And Martin Karaoke and June Gashui.
Well done. You got that right.
Hey.
And we're waiting for your questions, your comments, your shout outs on 0701-984-984. And of course, on our Twitter handle at the Jam 984. And of course, we're speaking about the legendary WRC. That's the World Rally Rally Championship Safari Rally, aka SAFO.
SAFO.
Proudly sponsored by the official financial partner, is that correct?
Yes.
KCB Bank, and have been doing so for now 20 years.
Yeah.
I was reading up that you have a collective contribution so far of about 1.5 billion.
Sure. Over the last 20 years.
Yeah, I wanted
years.
You to clarify. I'm like, is this B for real?
Yeah.
That is not a small amount of money.
Yes.
So when you say you're passionate, we now believe you.
We really are.
Yeah.
And, you know, through WRC more recently, but as I mentioned earlier, through the local league or circuit, KNRC, and then autocross, which allows not just rally type cars, it also allows for buggies and bikes. You know, it's almost like your amateur entry level into. And I guess you graduate into then the local circuit and then all the way through to like WRC.
When Nikhil is now.
When Nikhil, Evans, and Karen, our Karen, third driver.
So I want us to speak a little bit about what other initiatives there are, because I know one of the things that was discussed at the end of last year's WRC Safari Rally was not just the tourism and the traffic that was brought to Nakuru County. Hotels saw an increase in revenue, restaurants and all the other suppliers, but also we can't ignore the fact that there's an effect when all of us are in Nakuru County. We eat, we drink, we have a good time. But I know we don't necessarily leave it in the best conditions. And I know you're passionate about the greening initiative. Yeah. So speak to us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So together with the government of Kenya, there is a very specific effort around greening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really our responsibility back to the environment.
Mm-hmm.
So even as we prepare for the weekend of 22nd June, there are a number of things that we are doing in partnership with them, but also as a bank.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of tree, not just planting, but growing initiatives.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also going out with our drivers. So, for example, on Wednesday, we'll be in Naivasha planting trees at a primary school together with the drivers, KCB staff. In addition to that, all our branches are, you know, planting or growing 1,000 trees each, and several other platforms that have become open to us to join other partners to go out and grow trees. And then, of course, we are cognizant of the waste management and the recycling that will need to happen over that long weekend. You're quite right with, you know, the amount of people. There's bound to be a lot of, you know, waste.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're all very cognizant of doing the right thing and giving back to the environment.
Okay. So, Nikhil, take us through. It's 21st June. Let's just think. No, it's 21st June.
Yes.
You're a KCB-sponsored driver. The rally is about to begin. Take us through your thoughts and process before.
Yeah, so it starts off, well, last year it started off at KICC.
Mm-hmm.
This year I think it's starting off at Uhuru Park.
Uhuru Park.
You always have your butterflies.
Yeah.
You know, you're always nervous, especially down the first flagging when the president's flagging you off.
The president, in fact, it's the president.
Yes, the president. You know, you might say something wrong to him, and then. But
you can get into your car and drive home.
You could. And then we head to Kasarani.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's where all the nerves kind of, you know. I think that's where I'm the most nervous, because it's the first stage of a long weekend that's coming through.
Yeah.
So I think once the countdown's done, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and once we're launched off, everything kind of sinks into place, and you know you're there to do a job. It's like an office for the weekend, you know, sitting in that cockpit. But normally with my navigator, with Deep, you know, it's we gel up pretty easy. You know, it's quite lively in the car.
Yeah,
we're always joking around, but when it's time to do business, you know, that's when we're serious. Once the stage is done, you know, it's a good laugh all the way to Naivasha, you know, to wind up, to kind of prepare ourselves for the bigger stages coming on Friday, Saturday, and obviously Sunday.
I was going to just ask your prep process. Like, do you have a particular diet that you eat?
Yeah.
Do you have a workout that you do to get your fingers and your hands ready? Mm-hmm. Like, or you just sort of like sleep, wake up, and get into the car, and then, or is there? I guess Martin is trying to audition here and see if he was to apply to replace Deep.
You throw
what,
up.
What does he need to know how to do?
Well, saying that, Deep actually threw up in the last rally we just did on the weekend. Yeah, I think he ate something bad.
Uh-oh.
But yeah, it was quite intense. We had to stop the car in the stage.
Yeah.
I told him, just throw up in the car, it's fine. And he's like, no, stop.
I need to get out.
We just stopped and then we carried on.
Yeah.
But no, like obviously before the event, even throughout the year, I do work out. Yeah, you know, just keep in good health.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure I'm fit to drive the car. Uh-huh. It's not a, you know, it's an enduring task in the car.
Mm-hmm.
How high temperatures, the stress is in the car. It does fatigue the body. So obviously good nutrition through the weeks coming is always good.
Mm.
Yeah, but, you know, you're out there to have fun as well.
Yeah.
So it's not all about just
strict.
Right?
Yeah. Oh. Okay, good. So Roslyn, what's your process?
Yeah,
what do you eat the day before
a big event like this? You know, you put in a lot of money.
Yeah, you know, like
and you're hoping it's gonna work out. So what?
For us, there's just a lot of logistical preparation.
Yes, yeah.
Because as much as I talked about the 100 million sponsorship,
mm-hmm.
we do spend an additional, this year, we've committed to spend an additional 50 million to amplify this investment.
Yeah.
So that includes everything that we do towards the drivers.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of brand engagement activities that we put in around that just to make sure this sponsorship works hard for us.
Yeah.
And then most importantly, it's about the customer.
Mm.
We want to give our customers an opportunity to experience.
Mm.
And so, you know, the hosting, the planning around that, and even just working with partners. And in this case, the government of Kenya, mm-hmm. making sure that all the logistics are in place, being part of those project teams. There's quite a lot of work that goes on to, an investment or a sponsorship like this. So I wouldn't say that we have a specific diet, but we're busy.
You're busy.
We are really busy.
Yeah. Adrenaline is high on the diet.
Yeah. In fact, we were like, oh my God, June. This is the June 1st week.
Yeah.
The countdown is here.
My month always gives people pressure. But for me, I just think June is amazing.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful month.
It's a fantastic month. Nikhil, this year, the rally, what are your projections? What are you seeing first? Are you going to finish all those international drivers?
I only wish, you know, we always hope for that. But realistically, you know, we're looking at like a top 15 finish and at least a top 5 or top 8 within the Kenyan outfit that we have going on at the moment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Mm. I like it.
And Evans and Karen are people that you've worked with before? Are they guys that you've just recently met?
So Evans and I, we were sponsored last year together as well. So we have a relationship even through other rallies before.
Okay.
Karen and I have grown up together.
Mm.
His father used to navigate my dad.
Oh, wow.
Mm. So
interesting.
Yeah,
these
so
are
we're
such
like
great stories.
Yeah, so we're brothers more or less. And we started rallying together in 2014.
Yeah.
And we've come up to where we are now, which, you know, when you look back at things, now you see yourself on a billboard at Kencom House. And you can see from Capital FM.
Yeah.
That
looks like me. It's me.
Yeah, you kind of made it, you know.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. In fact, what you should do right now is just shout out to your family right now.
Man. Shout out to all my family, my mom, my dad, Karen's parents as well.
Uh-huh.
You know, they've all supported us throughout this these years.
Mm.
And to the fans, to my friends. Yeah, and KCB, of course.
Yeah,
yes.
Rosalind,
of course.
I'm sure there are people listening.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to KCB, our colleagues, and just the entire team that are working day and night to make sure that we have the most successful, exciting WRC 2023.
So I have to give a shout out as well, or I'll be killed. June Migwi.
Yeah? Oh my gosh. Yes, namesake. Garana.
Yeah. Shout out. There you are. Anyone else at home?
The family.
All right. So we're going to come back, talk about, you know, what's going on with you guys personally.
In fact, the one my friends ask me all the time is, so how much is the ticket?
Yeah.
And we'll talk a little bit about that because you might be surprised to realize what the answer is. Capital
FM. June Gashui.
Martin Karaoke.
We've got Rosalind Geshuro. We've got, I'm telling you, my Nikhil Sachania. There's a tongue. in the building, guys. We're talking about KCB, you know, supporting the rally as usual, and just fantastic stuff. 100 million shillings.
150.
Plus another 50. To amplify.
Higher. When you give people money, you expect results. What does KCB expect from this year's rally?
I think for us, we want to bring to Kenyans a spectacular event. Mm. It's something that, like I said earlier, is synonymous with us. It's where we as a brand have decided to play. It's the experiences we want to bring to consumers, customers. You know, so for us, it's about, you know, creating a lot of excitement around it, getting as many people out. For the customers who are going to be with us, we want to give you an amazing first-hand experience. Mm. I remember last year where we set up the tent and, you know, was exactly perfectly at an amazing route. You know, they come around a corner and you see the car. Mm. I mean, beautiful.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're scrambling with, you know, all others, but even that in itself is exciting.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's really for us just bringing the brand to life and really showing people who we are. And we like to say that as a brand, we are for people for better. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been about people for 127 years. Uh-huh. So this is just another expression of who we are as a brand and who we want to be to our customers and consumers.
Mm. All right. Nikhil, there's like a request here from Zyke Car Safe. He wants to wash your car. He wants to be part of the washing. I don't know if that is possible.
Yeah, well, you know, we can consider.
Before or after?
Maybe after. When
you'll
the stress more, is all gone.
You'll get more value for money if it's after.
But speaking of washing, we notice that these cars sometimes are quite dusty or muddy. Do you guys ever get time to wash them in between stages?
No, it's never in between stages. Yeah. It's normally just before you get into service.
Yeah.
So in the service park itself, we're not allowed to wash the cars. Mm-hmm. There's a dedicated wash zone where, you know, people are there with a jet wash just to take off all the mud and the dust. And, you know, just to clean all the airways and, you know, make sure the car is still, you know, it's clean enough. You know, there's enough air going into the engine. Mm. So that normally happens just before we check into service.
Because that will affect your speed, obviously.
Yeah,
if you're weighed down with heavy, dried up mud also.
Oh, yeah.
Rosalind, I alluded to the fact that there's questions around how much this event costs. Come on, event, tikiti kawapi. So what would you say to the person who's trying to put their money together?
Uh-huh. I think the important thing to know is that we are going live on the 22nd of June. Mm-hmm. So that's when there'll be the flag off at Uhuru Park. Then we go to our first stage, the super stage at Kasarani.
Yeah.
That's on the same Thursday.
Yes.
Then Friday, Naivasha, Kedong, Saturday, Elementaita, and then Sunday, Hellsgate.
Mm-hmm.
So this event is free. I mean, think about it from back in the days when we would, you know, we would literally stop on the road and watch.
Yeah.
So it's about knowing the route, and the routes are largely remaining unchanged.
Yes.
So it's about just coming out, get your picnic basket, you know, take your family out for the day and just, you know, just come out. There are going to be, of course, some restricted areas where sponsors will be. But outside of that, it is come one, come all, and let's have a good time.
Universe, I hope you have heard. The ticket is zero. It is free shillings. There's no ticket. Show up.
Yeah.
Of course, figure out your logistics ahead of time. Plan yourself. We don't want to hear, I was on the road for, because you didn't plan yourself. We've been told the date. It's 22nd of June.
Yeah.
So don't call us on 24th saying, I'm trying to come too, because you'll have missed some amazing rallying already. So we're encouraging you to make your plans well ahead of time.
Yeah.
Get the information about the routes, because that is how you'll know where you need to position yourself, and get ready to have a super weekend. It's already the month of June, so that's already guaranteed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One question to Nikhil though, just there's a human who's next to you that you trust too much.
Navigator.
Navigator. This guy tells you go left, you go left. That's guy says go right. As a person who has trust issues, myself.
Yeah, I can confirm.
How do you come to trust a person that much?
Yeah, you know, when we're put in such a position where we have to trust each other. He's trusting me driving that car. Mm. And, you know, he's trusting that I'm capable to take these corners and to navigate this terrain that we have here. So I have to fully trust him that what he says is what's coming up. Yeah. So if the road is seeming to be turning right, but he said turn left, you got to make sure you're turning that left.
Yeah.
But it boils down to a lot of trust. You know, we're good friends. You know, so we've built that relation over a few years. Mm. And, you know, being in the car every weekend for every other month, you know, it builds that trust and we know each other quite well. So when he says something, you know, there's always a joke in the car that lightens the mood a bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's something that's built up.
Awesome.
So Martin, you need to drive in the car with me so that we improve your trust situation.
I'm going to move very fast.
Kisema left.
Moving on very quickly. To Kisema. Nigel, before the rally, I'm sure there's music involved sometimes. Before you go in, what sort of music do you listen to psych yourself up? Or do you listen to podcasts?
No podcasts. Normally, I just have a playlist that's, you know, just in the background. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's drum and bass.
Yeah,
just to, you know, psych yourself up.
I know.
Just, and then other times just hip-hop, local Kenyan music sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Just depends on the mood at the time. Yeah. Deep, I don't think Deep likes his Indian music.
Oh, yeah? Which one?
Yeah.
Like what? Bhangra or...
Bhangra, he loves Bhangra.
He's on Bhangra, man.
Yeah, you know, he's waving his hands in the air.
Do you have space for passengers in this car? Because I have a feeling we could be your cheerleading squad.
And so to you too, Rosalind, you know, big event coming up. I'm sure you have a playlist that psychs you up. Or are you a podcast person?
No.
Mm.
I would say the Afrobeats.
Yeah.
Oh, feeling those. Yeah. Burna Boy and others.
Yes.
And lately, I'm a piano.
What?
Hey.
I like this crew.
Yeah, what's happening? We better keep it lively.
That is certainly lively. So what else should those who are now coming, because I have a feeling people are going to start making their plans. We're going to change the narrative of Kenyans who are last minute, and we're going to be planning well ahead. So what else is planned for this weekend? Are we expecting to see other types of maybe entertainment, networking and vendors and things like that? Or what should one expect for that experience?
All of the above. Mm-hmm. All of the above. I mean, the parties that happen in Naivasha alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's that. There's, of course, what the sponsors will be doing.
Yes.
There's just a lot of activity. I mean, vendors selling, you name it, everything, food, drink. There's just a huge buzz. So I think it's just to come out and just get ready for a good time. But secure your accommodation, unless, of course, you're those ones who decide, you know, let me carry a duvet and sleep in the car.
Yeah,
there are those as well who want to
that's,
go.
That's, you know, an experience.
Yeah, it's an experience.
It's an experience.
And there's those that don't sleep for 4 days.
Exactly.
I'm part of the car camping crew. That's in a car. That's I'm part of that. That's nice. I like
camping.
It. Yeah, the one for sleeping, we are now too old to try and go 4 days straight. But thank you so much, guys. That this was just awesome. KCB's sponsorship of 150 million shillings to the rally drivers and to the event itself is just a fantastic thing. It's highly commendable of KCB Group. Asanteni sana. Capital FM.